It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. You know what this might be? It's a broken tube from a vacuum sweeper. One of my neighbors was about to throw it away, but he gave it to me instead, and I have some ideas for it. I have this little car, and I thought I'd make it into a tunnel first for the car to go through. See here. In you go, car. I guess I'll have to tip it up like that to make it come out the other end. Try it once more. In you go to the tunnel. One more time. Now it's somewhere along in here. There it is. Have another idea for it. Can you guess what it might be? My grandson and I like to pretend we're elephants. We put towels on like this, and these parts here are the ears, and this is the trunk, and we say, oh me, oh my, and we go around like this, and sometimes we sing an elephant song like this. You can tell at once, we are elephants, we are elephants, big and strong. From the backs and fronts, we are elephants. Ooh, we are elephants all day long . Now if you don't have a tube or a towel, you could pretend that you're an elephant this way. Tell at once, you see, just using your arms. Maybe that's Mr. McFeely. Let's see. No, it's not Mr. McFeely. It's Ella Jenkins. Come in, Ella.
Good to
Welcome.
See you again.
I'm glad to see you. You know my television neighbor?
Hello.
Ella Jenkins. Come in.
Thank you. I took you up on your word about being able to stop by any time. I was in the neighborhood.
I'm glad you would. I'm always glad for a visit from you. What have you been doing lately?
Traveling a little bit and meeting people. Uh-huh. And I met a wonderful woman named Padma.
Padma
is in Hindi. That's a language from India. Mm-hmm. One of the languages. And it means lotus, you know.
Lotus.
Like a lotus flower. And her family named her because they wanted her to be as beautiful, as just lovely as that flower inside and outside. Well, when she greeted me, she put her hands together like this. You might do it. And she said, Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. And that shows a respect. I respect you, and you respect me.
So Namaste.
Namaste.
That's
and
beautiful.
And that's in the language Hindi.
Hindi. And Namaste.
And she taught me a wonderful balloon song. Now, this is sort of an imaginary balloon, like you have your imaginary places too. Uh-huh. So you watch me for a second, then we'll see. Blow the balloon. Blow the balloon. Blow and blow and blow and blow and blow. Where did my balloon go?
Where did it
go? Of course, sometimes they bust, or it burst, or it just popped.
Or flew away.
Or flew away. Of course, we try not to have too many balloons flying away. All right. Now, let's try it together.
All right.
Blow the balloon. Blow the balloon. Blow and blow. Oh, where did my balloon go? You try it by yourself, Fred.
Will you help me?
Sure, I'll help. Yeah. Blow the balloon.
Blow the balloon.
Blow and blow. Where did my balloon go? There it goes. Well, I have some instruments. I mean, this is an instrument. I'm sure you know what this is.
Looks like a kazoo.
That's a kazoo. And it's easy to play a kazoo. This is a song I'm sure you're familiar with.
What do? Just hum in it?
You hum in it. And that's all. You don't have. If you blow, you won't get any sound. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's London Bridges. And I have one for you if you would like to play along with me, and then we can have a duet. That's two people playing together.
Sure.
Here we go. Again. Something, some little motions you might want to learn to that same melody.
Okay.
You can put your kazoo down.
You know, I was just thinking as I was playing this, I wonder why I love to learn things with you so much.
Well, you know, it's always great to learn and share because there's so much sharing being done.
I guess so, but it just dawned on me.
Well,
whatever you taught me, I'd probably learn it because I like you so much.
And I learn a lot from you every time I visit your neighborhood.
Works both ways, doesn't it?
Now, would you raise your arms and don't bring them down until I say down and on, lady, and let's sing it.
Okay.
London Bridge is falling down. London Bridge is falling down. My fair lady.
Oh, there's somebody at the door. Excuse me, just a minute. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely. Ella Jenkins is here.
Oh, I can stop by to take her by to the school to teach.
Oh, good. Well, maybe you could stop for a second.
Okay.
We're doing London Bridge.
We're having a lot of fun.
London Bridge, eh?
Yeah, we've been playing using our kazoos. And we had a duet, and now we'll have a trio, three people together.
Well, London Bridge.
Yes, you, all you do is hum in it.
Okay, here we go.
One last time. You may keep your kazoo, keep yours.
Well, thank you. You're good teachers.
What an orchestra we are.
Well, we have to get to the school, Ella, and I wish I could learn this computer business better. I have some deliveries on here for you, but I can't find them right now. I'll tell you what, I'll take Ella to the school, and I'll be back with your deliveries, all righty?
All right.
All righty.
Well, I'm leaving this time, and I hope I can join you again another time.
You're always welcome here, you know that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ella.
Right this way, Ella, right this way.
School students are fortunate to have you. Bye-bye.
Bye, speedy delivery.
Good night. Good delivery.
You know, I was just thinking, if you don't have a kazoo, but you have a piece of paper, you could just roll up a piece of paper like this. Some kind of a tube or a piece of paper. Why don't we just have some make-believe, okay?
Let this earth have make-believe.
Right, Trolley. You know, last time in the neighborhood of make-believe, Lady Aberlin was doing some wind research. She was learning about the wind in the neighborhood. And Robert Troll was asking people what their favorite color was and if they could whistle. Well, let's have some more make-believe. And maybe add
an elephant to the story.
Let's add an elephant to our story as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, trolley? Oh, would you mind doing that again? Just the way you came from the tunnel right to this spot. Thanks. Oh, thank you, trolley. Your wind making is very consistent. There it goes again. Now, where is that high wind coming from?
So that's what you got.
High wind velocity.
Oh, sorry. I'll turn off my sweeper. I'm cleaning the museum.
Expecting company?
Yes, my new student's coming for a lesson.
Well, what are you teaching now?
Oh, boomerang techniques. And here comes my student now.
H.J. Elephant the Third.
Hello, ladies.
Well, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, I'm learning new things and old things.
Now, do you want to show Lady A how you hold your boomerang, H.J.?
Oh, I'll be glad to. Mm-hmm. I've been practicing.
Good. There's one right there.
Oh, me. Oh, my. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang!
Excellent.
Very good, H.J. Now, where have you been practicing?
Oh, all over. Last time at Daniel's Clock, and just a while ago over at the castle, and before that I was... Oh, hi, Robert Troll!
Robert Troll.
Hey, H.J. Elephant the Third. Just the elephant I was looking for. Oh, and... Hello to you ladies, too. Hi,
Robert Troll.
Yes. Okay, well, I guess I must get down to some serious census taking here. But yes,
you already took mine. Uh-huh. I like red and I whistle like a canary.
Yes, I remember that. How about you, H.J.? What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Okay, but
And yellow. And brown. Orange.
Whoa. Just one color, please. Because in a body is one.
Let me see. Well, that's hard. I'll have to ponder, Robert Troll.
I've got to be going. I'm glad to have had this visit.
Yeah, well, sure. Did you have any luck with finding out the high wind bids and light runs out?
Well, it's not the trolley. And it seems to be something that moves from place to place.
Well, let me know if I can help you, Lady A.
I will, and thank you all for your glorious cooperation in this research.
Hey, Tom, here's Emma.
Goodbye, Toots.
Now then, H.J., Elephant the Third.
Huh?
You sound down here. Give me your one favorite color, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's pinkish, yellowish, brownish, orange.
Boy, no one has come up with that one, I tell you. I'm not even sure I know how to spell it. It's really
everybody's different.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody's
that's right. Now, we need to get on with our boomerang lesson.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't want to interrupt your lesson. I can say I only have one more question. I can say it if you don't mind.
You mean the lesson?
You got it, but are you ready for your last week, Miss Anne?
Well, I hope I am.
Well, I hope you are, too. Here goes. Do you know how to... Can you whistle?
Do I ever? Oh, me. Oh, my.
Oh, you do that really good.
Thanks.
Oh. I thought I had found the wind source. It was very strong just a moment ago, but now it's gone. Oh, I'm sorry to bother you all.
Oh, there's no bother. Yes, there's no bother. In fact, if you just stay right there, I'll get down and I'll go and use the sign of sensors and I'll get him down. I'll to help him, maybe. Here you go, H.J.
H.J. Elephant.
Okay, now we're going to go on with our lesson.
Okay.
And we'll see you all. Happiness to you and your life ahead.
Same to you. I haven't found the wind source yet.
No, well, listen, maybe. How about if we go down to Daniel's? Maybe he can stand here. He's going down. He knows a lot of stuff.
Good idea. Okay. Daniel always raises my spirits.
Yes, it's the same with me. I remember I was here, but one time I was down here with Sand, and I couldn't manage him. And maybe I was saying, he brought my spirits up.
Well, that's... Oh! You know, this happens. Sometimes.
Oh, that's a little scary if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I can sound not good.
But back to Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, I remember one time he was... Uh-oh.
Dear anyone, we're still working on our field trip. I'll tell you about it next time.
Ugga-mugga.
Daniel Tiger. What is it with that field trip?
What is it with that agamaga? I don't know what that
means. Oh, that's easy.
What?
Just go like this, very gently.
That's agamaga.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave me. Let's do it again, really.
Yeah.
That's
just another way of telling someone you love them.
Oh, boy, there's a lot of ways to say that, isn't there?
I'll say.
Yeah.
Well, there's the dancing way.
Dancing way. Oh.
What do you think is making the high wind? It seems that every time H.J. Elephant III said, oh me, oh my, there was more wind. We'll think more about that next time. Oh, there's somebody at the door. It's Mr. McFeely again. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Well, here I am with at least part of your order.
The construction paper.
The construction paper, and you said you wanted... holes in the construction
paper. That's right. Want to come in? I'll show you why.
Sure.
Yeah. If you just go over to the couch.
Over to the couch. All righty.
These are shoelaces. Mm-hmm. And if you put the shoelaces through the holes in the paper, it makes a design.
All righty. Sort of like weaving in a way.
Exactly.
All righty.
You can do it on both sides.
Mm-hmm. One side. Now I see why you wanted holes in the construction paper. I think my grandchildren would like this.
You're welcome to have these.
Oh, may I?
Yes. I'll take these couple for them.
All right, it'll be a nice little project to do when they visit. There we go. Oh, I almost forgot. I have my printout here. I'm learning the computer.
Good for you, Mr. McFeely.
Let me see. Oh, yes. you're number 143, and I'll have the How People Make Construction Paper videotape all another time, all righty?
Very good.
All righty. Got to get back to my deliveries.
Would you like this one? Oh, before you go,
yes?
Do you have time for the delivery song?
Well, if you'll sing it with me.
I'll try.
Here we go. Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
Thank you for this. They're my construction paper, and that is yours.
Thank you for these, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, and another time, I'll bring back the videotape. Speedy delivery to you.
And to you.
Bye-bye.
I like Mr. McFeely. You know that. You know, there are so many ways of learning things. And you know what the best way is? To have somebody you love help you. Thank you. these things away.
Yes, sir. I'll take this with me. It
gives me a good feeling to be able to share good things with you. Children learn a lot from adults, and adults learn a lot from children. I'm very glad to know children in my life. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You will have things that you'll want to talk about, and so will I.
I like being with you.
I like being with you. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.